מרשבס קלחוסו, פרק י' בייז, כף בייז. וייפינג דשז, אקסטרה. Let's look at it. מותר לנגב את הכלים הרטובים במגבת המיוחדת, ומותר אפילו לנגב כלים רבים במגבת אחת, ואין חוששים שהמגבת תירטב יתר על המידה, ויבוא לידי שחיטה. כי הרי אם תהיה רטובה מידה, יחליפנה באחרת בלאו הכי. So first of all, on regular dishes, utensils, cups, anything you wanna wipe on Shabbos with a towel. What could be the problem with a towel on Shabbos? Generally, wiping schita, right? If you're gonna squeeze it. So if you're squeezing because you want the liquid, yeah, then it will be deoraisa. If you want the liquid, that's dash, yeah. But if you're squeezing it because you're making a mistake. In other words, lemaise, you don't want really the liquid when you're wiping something wet, wet cup. You don't want the liquid to come out. The other way around, you're trying to absorb the liquid into the towel. Yeah, so there won't be any melocha deoraisa of doing it. Therefore, you're allowed to do it because there's dovel she'eino, even if it will happen, it's dovel she'eino miskaved. First of all, it's not psik reisha, it's going to happen. Right? Psik reisha is when you do something and inevitably another action will happen. Yeah, so you're opening the door of the fridge and the light will go on. Yeah, it's not maybe yes, maybe not. Here with the tile, with the towel, you wipe in a cup, a wet cup, definitely it's not going to get, it's not definite that it will. The towel will get is wet. Even if you wipe a lot of them, it will get that wet that it will squeeze the liquid out. Okay, so it's definitely not psikresha. And it's devil she'eino miskaven. Yeah, and it's, even if it's going to happen, it's not nichele. He doesn't want it because he wants to dry, not to get the liquid out. And therefore, you can lekatchile, wipe, you can wipe. And obviously, when it's going to get too wet, yourself, you're going to see it's not working anymore. Then you're going to put it aside and take a new towel. Right? Otherwise, it's not useful anymore. And therefore, you don't need to be choshesh. However, ulam, kli tsar, kegon kosit, shenisharu bo maim, לא ינגבנו, שכן בהכרח יבוא לידי שחיטת המגבת. If you have, we have, oh, you know, everyone has double shot whiskey cups. You can't, to dry it with a towel, you have to squeeze it in order to dry it, to squeeze it in, and it's very hard to do it, right? So, but if you squeeze it in like this, and there's liquid inside, then it becomes a psikresha. Then it will definitely, if there's, you wiped already a few things with it, it will definitely squeeze liquid out, and therefore this one you're not allowed to dry with a towel on Shabbos.
What? But even though you don't want it, you don't want it to be wet.
That's true, but that's psikresha. It's definitely going to happen. When you do it regularly, it's not definitely going to happen. Chances, there are some chances, but not definitely.
Same question about, let's say there's a wet towel on the floor.
Right.
Standing on it is definitely going to squeeze it out. Right. You do not want it to happen.
So you don't stand there. Definitely it's going to squeeze up. Yeah.
Soaking wet.
Yeah.
Same problem if the carpet is wet. You can't walk on the carpet.
So then you're going to start saying, all right, so let's say you walk in the heavy rain like this, your shoe floods with water.
Right. Yeah,
because you've got sponge inside, then you're walking and you're squeezing.
Very nice, but this you're allowed to do. You're not doing any intention, you're doing it b'derech halicha, you don't need to stop in the middle. You're also allowed, we will see later, you're also allowed to walk in the rain, although you know that your clothes are getting wet, and when you walk in, you're going to be squeezing the clothes by in the process.
So same thing with him, he just walked on a wet towel, which was absorbing water.
Yeah, but he's, intentionally he should not be doing that, no.
No. If you happen to be walking, so let's say someone has a flood in the house,
yeah,
and the carpet gets soaking wet.
Right.
They need to get from here to there. Then their intention is not to squeeze the carpet. In fact, they prefer not to squeeze it, but it's the only option.
Well, they prefer to squeeze it because they want to get the liquid out of the carpet, probably, right? You don't want to dry it.
He said he needs to walk across the room.
You ask it, I understand, but still nichele to get the liquid out of it. I hear what you're saying. It's a problem. He's in a kind of a problem. If he has nowhere else to go and he has to be there, so then you won't tell him you need to sit on the sofa all day long, yeah? But like atchile, you should try to avoid it. Again, dash, the rice is not going to be doing it, whatever. Melaben, will he be doing it if he's cleaning the carpet in that process by squeezing that water out? So he's melaben, but he's not intending to do that, and it's bederech halichato. Yeah? The same, you can walk to shul, right? You walk everywhere on Shabbos. Do you know how many ants you're stepping over on Shabbos? If you see them and you know that there are ants over there, then you're not allowed to. Right? You see a lot of ants on the floor, walk around it. But otherwise, you walk in and there's ants. You don't need to start looking, do I have ants over there or not? Like we said also, if you have a box with a box and you want to close a box, you don't need to check first if there are any flies inside the box. You close the box, yeah? But if you know that there are flies in there, then don't close it. Yeah? Or make them fly out and then close it. Although, even with flies, there's no lemaise, even in a box, normally, it's not really trapped, because the moment you're going to open the box, you can't take them, they're going to fly out, yeah, so...
That means
it won't be a doraisi.
So that's not called trapping?
That means it's not trapping doraisi.
You say the same with any animal, like if you put a dog in a...
If you put in a... So for example, even if you have a tzvi, yeah, in a big house, and he has a lot where to run, he's still mechusar tzeda, and you close the door, you didn't do tzad doraisi for sure. Okay?
Because he has somewhere
to
run away.
A wasp, a bee.
A wasp with a cup is...
The hatter, but without that.
A wasp in a cup, it is trapping.
So you can grab it with one hand.
You can grab it with one hand, then you can put a piece of paper under and turn it upside down, and then you can, if it's a disposable cup, you can get him to a corner. Yeah, okay. Kaf Gimel, Magevet Shenirteva Yekev HaShimush Ba, אסור לתלותה על מנת ליבשך, מותר להחזירה למקומה, אף אם תתייבש שם, אך לא יחזירן על יד התנור. Okay, so three details in this halacha. One, you have a towel that is now wet. You're not allowed to hang it in order to dry it. Okay, because it looks like you are doing kvisa, like you're doing laundry. Yeah, so like you're doing, trying to do melaben with it. A towel... If it's wet, so you shouldn't hang it. However, you can put it back in the original, wherever you hang your towel normally, as long as it's not on the towel rail and the towel rail gets hot. Yeah, but otherwise, even if it's a towel rail, but it won't get hot, but that's where you normally put the towel, then you can hang it up in the normal place where you're hanging it, it's going to dry over there. Then you don't see, it doesn't look like, again, it's a derabonon. Huh? No. I said, if it's in a towel radiator, but not hot, okay? A cold towel radiator.
Just a rail. I'm making a rail.
If it's a place where you normally hang the towel over there, okay? Now,
in my house, that could be anywhere.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, well, back of a chair. If you normally have towels on backs of the chair in the house, you put the towel here on the back of the chair, but you could put that one on the back of the chair as well. Not on the washing line, exactly.
Same.
Or not in the bath, on top of the bath on a line, something like this.
What happens like you're using, doing the Tursi diet and there's a towel that's sort of not sopping, but it's wet.
Right.
People keep using it. Are there any issues with that? Like a towel that's already kind of, you're not squeezing it, but it is wet.
Yeah.
Your hands doesn't dry after drying it.
We haven't.
Exactly. But people do that
sometimes. I was in 2 weeks ago, so I showed this in Badichev. So I went into the kitchen, didn't tell us your dime, and the towel was wet.
I used a paper towel.
Paper towel. Paper towel, the problem with the paper towel is that you may cut it, and if you tear it...
You keep going.
So aloha is indeed that you can take the paper, keep going, and leave whatever it is, and then pull more. Even if you will wipe your hands and eventually it's going to tear, you know it's coming to do it and it's okay to use the towel, the paper towel like this.
And if there's no paper towel where you're
up? Well, I'll probably shake my hands in the air, but not... Not because of that. Not because... You can wipe it with a... It's just yucky.
Yeah.
But
at that point, you start using your shirt, man.
Yeah, but... not good for memory. But... You won't be doing melaben over here in the schita. You don't need the liquid or anything, and it's not secret that it's going to actually squeeze liquid out, right? So
the question is,
it's going to make your hands drier or it's going to,
it's
going to
make your hands more wet.
Yeah, that's the question. Where more liquid is going to go into the towel, out of the towel? That's the question. Okay, now let's look at a bit of boirer in the kitchen. Kavdalid, sakumim, yeah, utensils. Or tzalachot, miminim shonim amoravim zeh bazeh. Or plates, which have different types, which are mixed with each other. Asur lemainam im en bekavanato lishtamesh behem yad achar ha-miyun. He's not allowed to separate them, unless if he's intending to use them straight after he's separating. Well, he's separated straight after he's separated. Why? Because if he does that, that's what he's ochel mitoch psolet, right? He uses what he wants away, takes away from what he doesn't want. That takes ochel mitoch psolet bayad umiyad, by hand, not with a special tool, and immediately before its use. Its use could be to eat with it. Its use could be to put it on the table and set the table for the meal.
So, what case is this again?
So, if you have utensils mixed together, cutlery, cutlery or dishes or cups, whatever, you have different types, and you want to separate them. So, you're not allowed to separate them on Shabbos unless if you're going to use them right after the separation. ואסור אפילו אם רצונו למיינם כדי לשטוף כל סוג בנפרד או סוג אחד בלבד. So he's not allowed, even if he wants to separate them, just so he can wash all the dishes. All the spoons. Or he wants to wash all the knives. So he's not allowed to separate them all to take, because he's doing boirer, separating different types, yeah, to wash them. We'll see how he can do. או שמוציא מתערובת, כל סוג בנפרד ומן הגבו. He's also, let's say, have a mix in a bowl. Okay, a mix of cutlery in a bowl. You're not allowed to take out all the knives to wipe them. Then all the spoons to wipe them. And you separate them. Or take out all the knives and put them on a dryer. You know, take all the spoons separately. You want to put them separately. You have to just take whatever comes, the first one that comes. But we'll see a way to do it. Okay? בואי שכן במקרים האלו הוא עובר על סוברי, does bear. However, how can he do? אבל מותר להניח כל כלי וכלי במקומו לאחר ששטפו נגבו. So here's what he can do. We look at the number of actions here. So he picks up whatever it is. Doesn't matter. The first thing that comes to his hand. After he picked up the first one that comes to his hand, he dries it out. So picking up in order to dry. You didn't do any boirer because I picked one up, not to dry. Now that I already dried it, I'm in a second stage. So the fact that I picked it up from a mix does not matter anymore because I've done with it something already. So now I can put it where the knives are. And I can pick the next piece, dry it. Not pick and put, I pick it up, I dry it. After I dried it, now again, it's another action that happened. So now I can take it and put it in the exact place. Okay? So, or the same thing, you can pick up from the mix, wash one fork and put it in the dryer in the right place where it's for forks, the compartments for the fork. Now you're not doing the boirer because you took only one to wash. After the wash, you're not doing boirer from the wash. And now it's already a different action. So you can do it in that way. I do it many times in my house when I do exactly like this in the morning. If I take all the stuff, I wash them, whatever. So I take one by one, I wipe them and put them in a drawer. So this way, and then when I put it in a drawer, put it in the right place because you did the action first. Next one, cafe. אסור לצחצח כלי כסף וכלי נחושת בשבת וביום טוב, ולא רק במטלית רגילה התבולה בתכשיר נוזיל אסור, אלא גם הצחצוח במטלית המיוחדת לכך שבה מצחצחים בלי כל נוזן, אין להתיר, כי הרי עצם הצחצוח אסור. You're not allowed to polish on Shabbos silver or copper. Why? You know, so he says, okay, so if you're doing it with a rag that has some cream and stuff on it, so you're also doing, you're squeezing it out, then you want it, you want what comes out of it, so it's dash. But if you're not, if you're doing it with something, a special cloth that's made for clean, that you don't need anything with it, it's also not allowed. Memachek or mishum atzira kelim. There's two different prohibitions of here. On silver specifically and copper, every time you do it with that cloth, you take off a very, very small layer. Okay? And that very small layer is the same as taking leather and cleaning it off or making parchment. Memachek. So when you clean, you smear off the hair and some meat that's attached to it, whatever, to make it clean leather. Yeah. So this is memachek. Yeah. From that, we actually learned the whole thing of memachek and ointments and all that. Yeah. That's where it comes from. So here again, in clay kesef, clay nechoshet, also this is, it takes a very, very small layer off, and that's the same memachek on them. And הצהרת הכלים, זה עושה אסור מדי רבונון, להצהיר את הכלים, to make it shiny. Yes, it comes from the same source. However, glass, he says, אבל מותר לנגב יפה כלי זכוכית, גם אם שפשפו במגבת עד שיבריק. You want the glass, whatever glass you have, piece of glass, of, whether it's a cup or anything, a plate or anything else, and you want it to make it nice, you're allowed to take a towel and dry it out very, very well on Shabbos, even if you make it look very sick, because there's no problem of atzara with it, and there's no memachek in it. Okay? And then you can do that with a dry towel. Sharpening a knife. אסור להשחיז, כפוב, אסור להשחיז סכין בכל צורה שהיא, בין בשבת ובין ביום טוב, ואף אסור להסיר חלודה שלהסתברה עליו הסכין, ומצווה להשחיז את הסכינים מבעוד יום משום כבוד השבת. So he says like this, you're not allowed to sharpen a wife and a knife in any way, whether on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Okay, on Shabbos it will be a melacha. Yeah. At least make a patish, or it will be tikkun kli, or whatever he's going to do. And that one, on Yom Tov he's not allowed to, because it's a makshir ochel nefesh, and makshir ochel nefesh chachomim did not allow, only ochel nefesh they allowed. There's very specific cases where we're going to learn that they allowed some makshir ochel nefesh, but otherwise they didn't allow them, only ochel nefesh mamesh. ואף אסור להסיר חלודה שנסתברה עליו הסכין, he said, to remove, if you have on a knife, if you have rust, and you want to clean off the rust, yeah? So you're not allowed to clean off the rust on Shabbos, and that will be, there could be two issues with cleaning off the rust on Shabbos. It could be memachek, it could be toichen. So with the rust, you somehow pulling it off, and it actually comes off tiny pieces, so it's tchina. Yeah, you're grinding it. And memachek is again, when you, the same as you do on the leather, you're doing it, so it could be this, could be that. So generally, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. We didn't even talk about tikkun kli, yeah. Now, but he says it's a mitzvah to do for the Shabbos to sharpen the knives on Friday. There are some people that go on before Shabbos, take all the knives and they sharpen all of them. Just a minhag that they have, that they go take the thing and they pass them all on it to prepare it for Shabbos. Achones for Shabbos, you know. Some people don't cook at home, they cook at home, or the wives cook, and they want to do something for Shabbos. So they do the candles, they prepare the lights, they do a few things, and also the knives. I've seen it in a number of places. Okay, if someone has kavzayin, shinei hamazleg shenitakmu v'chen lav hasakin shenitakem asur liyashram b'shabbat u'biyom tov. Okay, that comes from the...
Amachat.
Machat, exactly. That comes from Machat. Yishar koach. The Mogen Avraham says that if you have a needle and the needle is not flat, you're not allowed to flatten it yet tikkun kli, and therefore he said the same based on that, he says the fork or a knife that changed a bit the shape, you're not allowed to straighten it. You have it and so you want to straighten it off on Shabbos, leave it alone and don't do that. Now that's an interesting one. Kafchet. Sakum chad pa'ami shebiyadit shelo chelek shenitan lafridol lemenat shishamesh betor keisam asur lafrid chelek ze b'shabbat o b'yom tov. He has a I don't know if you've seen it. They have those disposable forks. Yeah, that they give you like with meals. What? Like in the pot noodles and stuff. But there are those who are made from wood, and it has inside the piece that you can break off, and you break it off and use it as a toothpick. Yeah, but now to break it off, if you be only putting it in and out, will be not be a problem. Like kos shel prakim, not a problem. Like a cup that folds and opens. But here, you breaking it off, you're actually making a clean now. You're making now, and therefore you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Because he basically finished.
Chopsticks as well. You can't break the chopsticks.
Chopsticks. Two chopsticks. Two chopsticks together. I need to look it up. Interesting question.
Because you're making...
It was
originally one
piece. It's always one piece together, yeah? The question is... What? It's
useful without breaking it, aren't
they? No. Chopsticks, no. Because you need two.
Yeah, but you can open them
closer without separating all the
chopstick? No.
Slightly, not. Depends on how you call it.
In order to.
To use them like this. No.
In order to use them really, the you know, when one like this and one like that to pick up food with it. We know that two, when you have this cheese, which has, you know, the small cheese and stuff like this that they have that you can separate, two
yogurts
or cheese, you know, small cheese or yogurts that you can separate, it comes forth together and you're separating them. So we say, some say that you're not allowed to, but Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you're allowed to separate them on Shabbos because you're not doing mechatech, it's only the reason it's there together. It's because people to buy it and one thing together, but it's not actually that you like making something now. The question is, chopsticks will be the same, or chopsticks will be different? Like it's because you actually like on the plate that you separate it. Now you're making a toothpick. Before there wasn't a toothpick. You're making something called a toothpick. Chopsticks. There were two chopsticks before, and they remain chopsticks when you just separated chopsticks. So. Could be that it is allowed, but I need to look it up. Interesting question.
Maybe you can say they're not, because when they're two together, they're not chopsticks, it's a piece of wood. Then your chopsticks...
How would you... Separated. What's the name? You would call it piece of wood? You would call it... Someone would say, well, ask you, what is this? What would you say? Chopsticks.
Chopsticks. Exactly. Chopsticks.
You would say the same with
a... I know. But when you someone will show you two chopsticks together, you won't say it's a chopstick. You still say it's chopsticks, right? Because you don't think about the separation.
Yeah.
You think about what you're seeing in front of your eyes. You're seeing chopsticks. That's what I'm saying. So I think that will be more like the yogurt, but should look it up for sure. Maybe for next year.
It's a modern question.
Yeah. It's a very good one.
Modern world.
It's in a very, very good one. Okay. A thermos. You have a thermos. Any of you used thermos? Thermos has a cup at the top, right? But you normally open the cup... Drink and then open the lid itself. Drink, pour in, drink from it. Close it. Put the cup back up and go off with it. Right. So that's something you normally always open and close. And therefore, you're not making it clear when you're opening it or closing. That's like kosher prakim. Kosher prakim is a cup that you fold and opens. You know, pieces and you put it together. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos because you're not boina every time. It's just a way of using it. You open it, close it. That's how you use it. Right. The same with the thermos. However. The thermos also has the thing that wraps around it and the thing at the bottom that closes. When do you open that piece normally?
Clean it.
Once in a blue moon when it's really, really dirty. Otherwise, people normally, if they just use it, fill it up and use it, they don't really open it much. And therefore, you're allowed on Shabbos to open the cup and use it, but you're not allowed to open and clean the other thing itself. Because then you open a kli, dismantling a kli and putting it back together. And that was kaftet. Okay? So we reached lamed. Taking base.